Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, I am super thrilled to kick off this discussion because I have Sara Zagaria together with me, and we are both Italian native speaker. We had a great discussion at the beginning. Now we are switching to English to kick off this discussion about the Omnichannel Customer Experience Observatory. But before we deep dive in this topic, hi, Sara, how are you?
Hi, Gregorio. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm a great fan of your podcast. And so it's a very honor for me to be on your show today. So first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about all the things that I feel passionate about.
Super happy. And now I'm giving you 10 points additional because you said you're a fan of the podcast and therefore you start already with plus 10 points. joke aside, for the audience that don't know you, could you please introduce yourself?
I'm the director of the Omnichannel Customer Experience Observatory at Politecnico of Milan, that is one of the most important institution and university in Italy, and also known at international level. But as much as the title describes me, it doesn't define me. So I'd like to share my journey through my four main passions. First of all, I would like to say that I love numbers. I've loved math since I was young, and that is what led me to study management engineering almost a decade ago. And I find the logic behind the numbers incredibly fascinating. But as much as I love mathematics, I've come to realize that it doesn't have all the answers. In fact, led me to my second passion, that is that I love diving. And when I dive, I discover a new world underwater. This is very related to my work because at the same time I dive, as a researcher, I love bringing you new elements to the surface through my research. Third, I love playing volleyball. And on the volleyball court, as in any job, I think that collaboration is very, very crucial. And I believe that is very essential to every work. And in that case, I've learned that the synergy of working with others exceeds the sum of the individual efforts. So, metaphorically speaking, I think that in that case, 1 + 1 can equal 3 and not just 2. And in such cases, math doesn't apply. And that's why I love speak about the power of the collaboration. And I strongly believe that this principle is also critical in transforming the customer experience, which we'll explore further in this podcast. And finally, as you may have guessed in this first introduction, I love reading and I love metaphors. And so maybe even today in this podcast, I will use some of them to discuss the Omnichannel Customer Experience Transformation.
Thank you. And also with metaphors, you can transform good things in even better things. And therefore, I think that's a great way to kick off this discussion. What missions guide you in your work and that of your organization?
As I previously said, I have the privilege of working at the Politecnico of Milan, which is recognized as a premier university, but also as a leader on a global stage. And way back in 1999, we started these digital innovation observatories to boost the understanding of digital innovation in different fields. So today I love deep dive all the researches And today we reach over 50 observatories, and we are able to dive into every technological trend, from big data to cloud technologies to the newest and important trends, like, for example, artificial intelligence or metaverse. And you asked me what is our goal, our mission. Our mission is to gather, share, make access to a wealth of the knowledge about the digital innovation. And we are committed to promoting a sustainable environment and sustainable development and smart use of the technology by engaging a wide range of experts in this dialogue and in our researches. In fact, in our researches and events, of course, we are creating a great network of business leaders, public sector, policymakers, institutions, and experts that at different level could help us to comprehend better the different fields.
Thank you very much for this explanation, but not only for that. Thank you very much for the work that you are doing, because I think on your side, you are doing that, and on our side, we are profiting and getting all this great insight around this this topic that we can leverage then in our companies. Perhaps to come back to this question, what benefits do companies get by participating in your research experience?
I think that our research is really useful for companies because it gives them important benefits on three key important areas. First of all, we will try to keep up to date with the latest knowledge. So our work brings together academic insight and empirical analysis as well. So we are a team of more than 100 professors, researchers, analysts, and so on. And we try to cover all the big topics in the digital innovation across, obviously, different sectors. So our participants could stay on top of the latest trends. Secondly, as I said previously, there was a networking aspect. You could imagine our observatories as a non-competitive environment in which companies can share ideas and best practices and really work together sharing these ideas. And I think that this open dialogue is really important for making things happen in the real world and for coming up with new ideas and to brainstorming together the different aspects of customer experience. For example, sharing ideas, our partner can initiate new collaboration. And by listening to how others have solved critical problems, they can apply those solutions to similar challenges in other industries, for example. And last but not least, I think that the communication is really, really important in our field. Our research findings are shared widely through major Italian and international news media and so on. And I think that is what our mission and our purpose are. In this scenario, I am one of many directors of the observatory in general, and I'm the director of Omnichannel Customer Experience Observatory, which has been studying this topic at the Italian level for about 8 years. At this moment, we trying to put our research even much more at international level. And we try to help companies to understand what omnichannel transformation means and how could they implement it.
Thank you. I think that's what you're doing. It's incredibly important for the customer experience community, for the community and for businesses, because networking is key. We can learn from each other. We can stay on top of trends. and now also getting best practices from outside of Italy. You know, my mother tongue is Italian, and I'm really linked to Italy. And basically, if we can learn from other countries, it's important to have this mix and to get all this information, these ideas, put them together and bring that together. And therefore, also to the audience, please feel free to reach out to Sara and watch on the website, look on the website, get the information. You will find all the information in the contact details. We will come back to the contact details. But already now, plug in. Please support this research because it's extremely important. And to make it even more tangible for our audience, you mentioned that Omnichannel Customer Experience Observatory. I would like to understand more. What is the focus? What are you doing? And perhaps also to kick off this question, what do you understand with Omnichannel?
Yeah, thank you so much for your appreciation of our work. Let's get straight to the point with a bold statement. Omnichannel is inevitable. All the companies will have to deal with Omnichannel. Metaphorically speaking, it's like a wave that you could choose to ride it or to get swept away. Let's look, for example, to the retail sector. Over recent years, they launched a lot of services to help manage the online to offline integration. Like, for example, in-store pickup, or for example, other services that are able to engage the customer in an O2O environment. But there are a big difference between launching these services and managing them in a truly omnichannel way. So what does omnichannel really mean? We like to explain these terms, comparing it to the multichannel, which is similar but quite different. Multichannel means using different channels in order to connect and communicate with customer, like, for example, apps, website, e-commerce platform. And in this case, in this multichannel way, each channel is separate. Omnichannel is about managing all these touchpoints in a way that's join up and integrate all this channel. You could just picture a circle around all these touchpoints, and this integration is the key, because let's business could manage and personalize the customer experience based on the whole entire history of the customer itself. So obviously, picture as a circle around all these touchpoint is quite simple, but obviously getting all the channel working together seamlessly and in a very, very truly way is one of the main issue in the companies. And having a lot of different channels could be a problem for the companies that would like to unify the consistent experience across all these channels. That's what we try to reach, and what our research is all about. So helping companies to find their way around this complex but crucial issue. And I'd like to share an example of what happens when omnichannel fails in real life. And I would like to make it personal. And so last week, I made an online purchase using some points from my loyalty card of one of my retail brand, which allowed to me to have to get a significant discount. So I chose the pickup in store option because I was worried about that the size might not be correct. And indeed, it wasn't. So this is where the death of Omnichannel happened, because when I arrived in the retail store and I tried the sides and I realized that it wasn't correct. I asked to exchange these sides. And I was told that I would have to pay a difference because they couldn't process a side exchange at the same price that I had received online. And as you could imagine, I was quite disappointed because I work in this field. So I understand that there are a separate revenue streams in the company, but average customer doesn't. And I think that there is at the same time an issue, a problem when the shop assistant in the retail doesn't comprehend this fact. At that point, I decided to return the item completely. And I was promised that my voucher would be refunded, and it was. But then I was already pretty annoyed by this fact. And this experience is going to affect how I feel about this brand in the future. And I think for that reason, the company has to comprehend that not only they have to put in place some different services that they think they are omnichannel, but instead they have to work that all the process are omnichannel itself.
Thank you. What you're sharing is the experience not that you only had, but a lot of people are facing. And what I think it's incredible, and it's also extremely expensive for companies, are the companies that are offering more channels to be contacted, to deal with. But you know, this company, I need to call them because they're not answering to my emails, or they are not, the chat is crap, sorry to say. Mm-hmm. Or the other ones that don't offer these channels, and then, you know, I can only chat with them or I can only write emails. And I think there, every company needs to think about that and how to structure that. But the worst thing that companies can offer to their customers is offering more channels, multi-channel, as you are saying, and completely different experiences. I cannot have an experience over the phone with the company because I'm in contact with the contact center and they are dealing in a specific way some requests. And then when I'm writing to the social media team, or I'm writing an email, it's another department, and then I get a completely different ending. I, as a customer, as you said, my feeling, my perception is I am in connection, I am in relation to a brand and not to a specific department of a specific company. And therefore, I think what you're saying is something that we are all feeling. And now the most important question is, you are working on that, you are doing a lot of research. How should companies approach this transformation?
Yeah, let's visualize this scenario even through a metaphor. Think of a company as a ship navigating through a stormy sea, which symbolizes the turbulent competitive landscape that all the companies have to face today. And I think that vision is our captain. Without a clear vision, it's just a ship. Without a captain, as an organization, without any clear direction. So a strong visionary leader is like a skilled captain navigating through a fog and storms, guiding the ship safely to its destination. And I think it's very, very important to start with this kind of vision. Then our employees, our crew. So the human aspect of the company is very, very important, as I listen to other podcasts in your podcast. And an active involvement of the employees are very, very crucial. They must work in synergy to steer the ship effectively. And this not only helps in managing day-to-day operation, but also engage them in the mission, reducing, for example, the turnover. And this is very, very important in order to become an omnichannel guided company. For instance, consider a retail company that empowers its employees with technology So maybe they can check real-time inventory or customize the shopping experience for customer directly from the sales floors. So it's very, very important to keep the employees engaged. And then data and technology are like our ship itself. In many companies, data are not fully utilized or are of poor quality, which can be like a ship without its full potential, without a leak. And an example here could be a company gathering vast amount of customer data across multiple platforms. But if these companies fail to integrate this data into a single customer view, the results is very, very poor personalized experience. And for example, the marketing communication is very, very poor. And in order to close this metaphor, I would like to underline that it could be external factor, such as the wind or the ocean currents. That could be the market trends and the customer behaviors that could influence the path of our ship. And it is very important to have a link to the market trends. For example, a company has to adjust its course quickly to better align the customer expectation and improve the overall customer journeys based on the different customer personas you are talking to.
Thank you. And to conclude this discussion, I really like the link back to what you said at the beginning. You like the metaphors. This is the good example. And now I understand why you are using the ship, because one of your passion, it's also diving. Yeah. And perhaps in this ocean with a lot of customers, there is also Sarah diving there and trying to find the best possible company to work with or to buy something on the different channels. But before you leave, in the extra time, three questions with short answer. Fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
I think first and foremost, we will see an exponential increase in the use of the artificial intelligence, which is already a reality today. We already see different pilots in, for example, creating image for campaigning or description for a product or supporting contact center operators, follow-up automation after a sales meeting, and so on. However, I think that we will probably discuss many aspects related to privacy and the respectful use of artificial intelligence. In addition, I also believe that the challenge of multi-experience will continue. And I think that a very important trend that we are studying even in our observatories is the metaverse. And maybe we will need to understand how this trend will be integrated across different touch points. Maybe we will be another touch point that we are able to integrate in the customer experience. And last but not least, I think that new generation are very, very attentive to issues related to sustainability and inequality. And I think that today companies are focused on become sustainable, but and obviously even communicate their sustainable action. But I think that in 10 years, they have to demonstrate a real commitment to these issues and in what impact has to the customer experience. And so I think that could be the major trend that we will explore.
Thanks for sharing them. What's the best way to contact you and to contact also the Omnichannel Customer Experience Observatory?
The best way to connect with me is on LinkedIn at Sarah Zagaria. it's a great way to stay updated on the latest trends on the customer experience. But I would like also to share our website, www.osservatori.net. This is our website, and you could find every information about all of our observatories.
Thank you very much. And to the audience, you will find all the links also in the show notes. And now we are coming to the last question. Sarah's golden nugget. It's something that we discussed, or something new to leave to the audience.
Yeah, I would like to take this opportunity to mark your calendar for our first international event of the Omnichannel Customer Experience Observatory, happening on 16th of July. This is a great chance to meet our research team and hear firsthand our researches and how businesses are transforming with the customer experience. You can sign up to secure your spot and really get into the heart of customer experience research.
Thank you very much, Sarah. And I recommend to everybody to take this opportunity and join this outstanding event. Sarah, please stay with me. To the audience, for today, it's everything. I hope that you enjoyed this discussion. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much, Sarah. Thank you very much to the audience, and bye-bye.
Thank you so much for having me on your show today. And it is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you again.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!